Puberty is a time of lots of changes and challenges. Sixth grade students from St. Elizabeth's Parish School in Chester Springs recently took a field trip to get an interactive lesson on this transition at Lankenau Medical Center. WHYY's Nicole Leonard tagged along.
The sixth grade girls in matching polos and skirts seem a little nervous sitting in a small classroom at Lankenau. Maureen Krause, who runs the hospital's health education center, is used to that.
Take a deep breath. Leave it out.
Yeah.
Relax.
Krause has been teaching students on these field trips for 36 years.
Think of this as your science program for the day, because that's what it is. We are going to be talking about health science. What is health science? The science of your body and what your body has to do. And your body has to grow up. You've seen it. It's been growing. So we need to talk about how that changes and why it changes. All right? Make sense?
Krause quickly dives into a lesson on hormones and how to recognize signs of early puberty. She points to a large three-dimensional model of a uterus on the wall behind her. It's made of plexiglass and LED lights that turn on to highlight the ovaries and fallopian tubes and shows what happens during menstruation, fertilization, and pregnancy. It doesn't take long before the sixth graders start asking questions.
Why do some people periods like last longer?
Is it true that babies can change gender in their mom's stomach when they're younger?
Krause answers them all. The Education Center has offered health programming since 1995. Krause says it doesn't replace school-based health classes. But in an era of social media influencers and shrinking school budgets, it can provide a unique opportunity for kids to learn more.
The kids, like even the girls, they came out, you can tell the light bulb went off, and they learned something.
The programs at Lankenau's Health Education Center are free and run year-round for students across Pennsylvania. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.